And joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, Executive Director of the Ralph Wilson Park Conservancy, Katie Campos. And we're talking about what the park looks like now, what it will look like in the near future. Katie, thanks for being with us this morning. Got a look at some of the construction and everything going on at the park. Lot of work still to be done. Where generally are you right now in the process?
We're in a really great space. Construction started about 2 years ago, and we're anticipating that we'll open phase one of the park, which is the bridge, the south end, a number of the fields, around this time next year. So we're in a really good place, and we're excited to work with our community to walk over that bridge and enjoy Ralph Wilson Park.
All right, phase one, phase two, how many phases are there?
There are two phases.
Okay, and when does phase two work begin?
Phase two work should begin this fall, and we anticipate that concluding in late 2027 or early 2028, and the full park being open around that time.
So a lot of people driving by, they've noticed some new things. I mean, the bridge, you can't miss it on the 190. There's also a scoreboard. What is that scoreboard for?
There are a couple of fields going in. We have two soccer fields, a few baseball fields, and the scoreboards and the lights are all for those, which we think is super exciting. I grew up playing soccer there. A number of the folks working on this project and the number of community members who designed this project played sports there. And what better thing for a kid to play under the light? That's super exciting.
The transformation as you drive on that 190, it's really amazing to watch all this. I mean, just lately, you still see all the earth movers and all that equipment, but a lot of trees now have been planted.
That's right. We have about 1,000 trees that will be planted by the end of this calendar year. And I think if you're driving today, you're probably seeing the ground go from brown to green as we're hydro seeding. You'll see all those trees going up on the 4th Street side of the park, on the water side of the park, and it's super exciting to really see it take shape. It's really starting to look like a park. You can check out our Flickr page to see all the aerial photos of the path. There will be four times as many paths. It's really coming together, and we're excited to reopen it for the community next year.
You know, one of the things I noticed in some of the photos that we were able to see yesterday is the bridge that spans the 190, leads right to the park, has a look. I mean, everyone's kind of seen it from what it looks like on the side. I have not until yesterday seen like the look of it as you're kind of walking on it or going right toward it. It is pretty different. It's different than what I expected it to look like. It has this like a unique flare out. I don't know, it's pretty cool.
It's awe-inspiring. The former bridge, the switchback that just ran straight across the highway and dropped you right in the park without a path, without shade. This is a complete departure from that. It's truly a piece of art. And it's stunning walking across it. It's 20 feet wide. It's at an angle, so you have about 100 yards. It's pitched up a little bit on the water side. So when you walk off that bridge, you will have this majestic view of the lake and the river that wasn't there before. A lot of the work over the last 2 years was the infrastructure. We transformed 1 mile of shoreline. The park is being elevated up to 30 feet. You see the rolling hills. And now we're putting the icing on the cake. That's the seeding for the grass, the planting of the trees, the finishing touches on the bridge. All of that will start to take root over the summer into the fall. And then we're excited to welcome the community back into that phase, the south end, about a year from today.
You know, Katie, the park has taken a beating from storms over the years, but it seems now, like you just mentioned, that there's a change in elevation in different parts of the park from all of this construction that's going on. Should it be able to withstand the weather better?
Yeah, we're already seeing it be able to hold off the storms. And we're throwing out transformational a lot, but when you come down there and you see it, you'll really take it in. Where you used to be right at the water's edge, now you're looking down into the water. When I used to play soccer, the ball would get swept up in the wind and thrown off the field. That will minimally happen. We have the structural resiliency measures create multiple lines of defense, starting with that armored shoreline, then the changes in elevation, the rolling hills, then the trees planted throughout. So all of those features absorb all of that wind and wave energy so that whether you're playing soccer, you're playing baseball, or you're just walking in the park or having a picnic, you're protected. Not only are you protected from the elements, but the park is now protected from the elements. It was truly deteriorating from underneath itself. And the majority of the work over the last 2 years has been the major infrastructure changes and investments, starting with building out the storm network, then elevating the park, planting a bunch of trees, creating the hills, and importantly and significantly, that shoreline that Buffalo Niagara Waterkeeper has been quarterbacking for about 2 decades and took a number of federal, state, local partners to pull off.
So about a year away from opening, I'm wondering, who else are you working with for programming or different events a year from now to get people into the park and to really use it and make sure that people can see this transformation? Obviously, you mentioned the fields. I'm sure there's going to be some leagues and different games that'll want to head there. But I'm guessing you really want to make sure this is a humongous transformation, that you have that place filled with people as much as possible.
That's right. And the community has been driving this process for about 7 years. They informed the design through Imagine LaSalle, and they've been with us every step of the way. This is truly our park. It is truly our community's park. And the Ralph Wilson Park Conservancy has been doing a bunch of programming to not only make sure that all of our original beloved park users are engaged and feel like this is still their park, but so are many, many more people across the region. This is going to be a regional, a statewide destination. And so we have a bunch of programming coming up. We do that every year to activate the part of the park that's still open. June 30th, we're releasing our shoreline transformation video at Buffalo Brewing that documents the number of federal and state partners that came together to rebuild our 1 mile shoreline. So I please check that out. Later in the summer on July 6th, we activate the splash pad and the pool area. Last year, we had nearly 1,000 kids and their families come out to Ralph Wilson Park to kick off summer. And we're doing that again this year on July 6th. We have a bunch of events coming up that you can find out on our website, rwparkbuffalo.org. The community has been hand in hand in this. They're informing the programming. They're driving the process. And we're really excited to welcome them back into their park in just about a year.
Katie, what is the cost of this? And has it changed much since the beginning?
Yeah, we anticipate the cost of the full transformation to be a bit over $200 million. The original price tag before the pandemic was about $110 million. And I think the pandemic explains itself, but I think significantly the additional infrastructure projects that were added include the Ralph Wilson Park Bridge and the shoreline. And those two, as you might imagine, are pretty costly. And the community, the original intent was to just transform, the interior of LaSalle Park. And as work got underway and we heard from the community, the number one priority was access. This didn't feel like a park that people could safely get to, especially our Lower West Side community. And so we added a major infrastructure project, which is that Ralph Wilson Park Bridge and the improvements on the 4th Street side of the park, including a playground we're designing with the community. And then as work really got underway, we understood that the seawall was past its useful life. We saw the park deteriorating from underneath us, and the work needed to be done on the shoreline really increased. And so that 1 mile of shoreline being completely transformed certainly increased the price. So those three major projects came together to increase the cost in addition to everything we went through in the pandemic and post-pandemic.
All right. Well, hey, we look forward to more updates, and great to talk with you as always. Katie Campos, Executive Director of the Ralph Wilson Park Conservancy, joining us live.